General, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mr. President. Haldeman and Olson and I get sitting here, and we're deciding how we're going to divide up those limbs. I thought that was a great spirit statement. But she said just what about everybody felt. Wasn't that the goddamnedest thing you ever saw?
I think it's unbelievable the way people would have.
You know what gave her away, John? If she'd have just said stop the killing, that would have been fine. But when she said God bless Ellsberg and God bless the Berrigans, that confused everything.
Because then they knew that she was one of these with
completely way out, probably communist.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I just thought that...
It occurred to me that it might have been a plant.
Well,
because of the fact that she'd just been there for 10 days.
I know. She just came in, and... no, I don't think it was an accident. I think it was a plant. I think somebody just set it right up and planted on poor old Ray Conniff, and he was embarrassed himself.
I suppose the Secret Service in the interrogation... I found out whether that's the case or not.
Well, I don't know. They have to be very careful to be sure that doesn't be like we're persecuting the bitch. But I'll tell you, I don't know who it was that set Troy out, but Rose says it was Mulcahy.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I think that was the only choice that he had, don't you think? Conniff had to get out because the audience was so cold.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think he would have moved sooner on his own initiative, except that he was so shocked with the...
He didn't know what to do.
...happened to him. I spoke to him briefly afterwards.
He's a nice man.
Yes. And he was absolutely shocked, and he admitted that he had fumbled it by going ahead with that number without getting her out. But,
I told him afterwards he was sort of mumbling something, and I says, look, I says, when people who come here, we're only interested in their music and not in their ideas. I said, don't you worry. Don't punish her. I said something like that. So I thought we got in one good crack, though, by saying when I said, let's give a little hand for the Marines.
The Marines, that covered it.
Yeah.
What do they do with that television, Mr. President? Those pictures they've taken there. Was that for the network or what?
I don't know. Well, I tell you, they didn't take pictures, John, of the latter part. I don't think that they took pictures of the presentation, but they did not take pictures of that.
I see.
So they didn't have that.
No problem about having that floating around on the air.
No. Well, I don't think so. Oh, I don't think it does any harm if they do. What the hell? I mean, people tend to, remember the Eartha Kitt incident? They tend to line up. They just don't like bad manners. I don't think.
I believe that to be true, and particularly when you point out when she's. Doesn't have a single purpose. She's just all over the war.
That's right.
Way anti, anti everything else.
Well, she sure was. Well, you tell Martha to give her when she does the tearing up that each of us wants a limb and you can have one. That's four. Okay.
I will.
All right.